My wife and I, Vera, we lived here in Florida for 13 years, a few years back, 10 years ago, and we left and moved to Ohio. And coming back this weekend has been such a tremendous experience because I've gotten to see people that I haven't seen for years and renew friendships. And I've gotten to meet new people that never met before. They weren't here when I was here. And it gives me just a little idea of what it's going to be like when Jesus Christ comes back. We're going to get to be with all of our friends and, well, family, relatives. So, reunion. And this meeting is just, for me, a little glimpse of what the gathering together is going to be like. You know, I know Jesus isn't here, and rather than being in the air, we're in Florida. But it's a little glimpse of what that gathering together is going to be like. And I love these kind of meetings when we get so many of us together, because that builds for me my vision of what the hope is. So that doesn't have anything to do with what I was going to share, but it just really helps me to see the hope. Anyway, when I was called and they asked me to share, you know, about how I live the hope and encourage others to live the hope, I said, yeah, sure, I'll share. And then I hung up, and then I started thinking. It was like, man, you know what? I don't really think about the hope that much. I was kind of hoping to learn a lot more about that coming to this weekend. And so I had to think, well, I better start doing something now so I've got something to share. Now I'm living the hope. And so, you know, I was thinking, how can I encourage others? And, well, the household. How do I encourage the household? So, well, I'm in the household. I guess I better start with, how can I encourage me about living the hope? And so I just started thinking about the basics. All right, the hope. All those that are born again, when Jesus Christ returns, we're going up. We're all going to be together. How can I prove that I'm going to be a part of that? And I'm not going to be like one of those left behind. So I was thinking, well, what's the proof that I'm born again? I can speak in tongues, right? And there's that old mathematical maxim or something, right? A equals B. Wait, A equals B, C equals D. Therefore, A equals D? See? Anyway, I wasn't good at math. But if I can speak in tongues, that proves that I'm born again. And the Word says that if you're born again, you're going to be at the gathering together. So whenever I speak in tongues, that's proof to me that I'm going to be there. And so I've started to, when I speak in tongues, especially get up in the morning, when I start speaking in tongues in the morning, I'm trying to combine that idea of the hope so that every day I'm starting to think about the return, the hope, and all that that's going to mean as I speak in tongues. And that's blessed me. And that's building for me my vision of what the hope is going to be. And so my encouragement to you, do the same. When you speak in tongues, remember that you are going to be there at the gathering together with Jesus Christ and all of our brothers and sisters. God bless you.